Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, hello everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome to this week's GG Over Easy, episode 65. So glad to have you all here.
If you say that, apparently the comment section loses their fucking minds.
Hey, guess what, Rob?
What?
65 is a prime number.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard I had to wait till episode 67 to have my favorite prime number.
As far as I'm aware, 65 is a prime number. Pretty sure it's a prime number.
I don't know. Apparently, your comment section will let you know.
Wait, no. 15, right? 15. 24, right? No, not 15. I guess 5. Yeah, I guess 5. Okay, yeah. Not a prime number. Never mind.
Divisible by 5. 67 was the...
Yeah, that one... That seems legit. Yeah. Anyway, you don't come here for math. And it's people are like... hearing them listen to math is... It makes my head hurt because I'm in school and literally just learned about prime numbers. Oh, really? Yeah, well, 10 years later, I'm going to ask you about random math knowledge and see if you remember. Why would I remember? All right.
This week we talk about Pokemon, like we always do.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of Pokemon. I open up some these new cool Japanese sets, so you can watch that or listen to it. We do our best to describe it for you audio listeners. I had a robbery. Came out of nowhere.
Mr. Fruit got robbed.
I did.
Yeah, that's the clickbait.
That's right. Hey, you got. Hey, odds are you got clickbait.
Are you doing okay? Are you okay?
Man, it was like, you'll have to find out, man. It's
okay.
Yeah, I'll make sure you're okay. It's crazy. It's wild.
Okay.
Cyber oof. It's just been a roller coaster. Like, it's actually finally coming out. It's coming out. I've had a little bit of time, and now the internet is just...
I mean, roller coaster, I think, is doing it too much justice. I think, like, a straight kind of down
nose dive.
Appropriate. Yeah.
They went bungee diving, but they forgot the bungee cord. And so much more, Patreon questions and whatnot. Anyway, we rambled on too long for this intro, because that's the podcast, baby. Hope you guys enjoy. Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your favorite podcast, your favorite day, episode 65 of the GG Over Easy podcast, presented to you by the advertisers you were here in this video. Thank you, insert advertisers. Yeah, so we appreciate you.
We started with, like, Gamer Boy Magazine, and now we're here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Literally just, I think that's, like, the first sponsor you ever said was Gamer Boy Weekly. No,
I think
like
it was, like, E-Boy Magazine or something. Yeah, I just made up, but it's a funny meme.
They never came back.
Yeah, you know, one go, and they're like, you know what? Wasn't really for us. So, in today's episode, we got some stuff to talk about. Because that's what we do here at a podcast. We talk. You guys choose to listen. Or you choose to not listen.
We do kinda talk about things and stuff.
Kind of like my mom growing up. you know, she can listen, but I don't blame her. A lot of the time she chose not to listen to me. And as a parent, I would do that a lot too. Kind of like,
yeah, stupid questions.
That's what you got to do to like survive with kids. Like there's got to be like just a level, like a filter, just ignore your kids a certain amount.
How old were your parents when they had you guys? Are they your age when they had you at this point or no? Like, are you?
Because
like I love those memes where it's like my parents at 22. It's like, do you want to buy a house, get married, and have kids? And it's like, no. Yes.
It's like, do you want to have a sixth kid? Yes.
Yeah.
Me at 26, I was like, can I afford this kid cuisine?
Ooh, a new League of Legends skin.
Yeah, seriously. Oh,
what are you drinking there?
Just trying it. It's I don't know. It's some electrolyte water stuff. You put it in water. I'm gonna be honest. It looks like pee.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like fruit citrus flavor, and it's doo doo flavor. But you know what? I'm getting those electrolytes, so we'll see if that helps at all. But it tastes pretty butts.
Congrats on the electrolytes.
Thanks. Yes. What can I say? I don't need Gatorade up in here. I don't need brand names. I actually don't really like Gatorade. Plus, there's a lot of sugar and stuff. So
I love Gatorade, but it's so bad for you if you're not working out and you're drinking it. Very bad for you. Yeah. You might as well just be drinking trash. Like sugar. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Like soda's better.
And you know that's saying something.
I love soda.
As far as my parents, I was trying to think. My dad was about... 38, 39.
Oh, dang.
Well, but I was his fourth kid.
Oh, that's true.
And then for my mom, she would have been like 34.
Okay.
And I was her second. She had her first when she was 27.
Yeah.
A year older than me. Yikes.
You thinking?
And I think my dad, his first was like 28 or 29.
Yeah, my dad's first was 28, which is 2 years from now, which is definitely not on track.
We're almost there. The crazy thing is my grandparents, they married the day after their high school graduation and 9 months later had a kid, my mom.
So old-fashioned.
Yeah, and then they had another kid at 20. And like the crazy thing was up until my mom and obviously now my generation, a couple years ago, I was sitting in the room with like my great, great grandma or whatever. Cause like, that's how close it was literally just like 18 years between everyone. Probably. It was just like, bop, like we're done. Yeah. Pop him out, bop, pop him out, bop, pop him out. And it's just, world doesn't work that way quite the same anymore. Or at least not on such a scale. Nope.
Okay. So not an uncle.
No. Oh yeah.
Are any of them married? Or are you the only one married?
One is married. Another is engaged, and that's him.
Okay. Blue, how old were your parents when they had you?
My God. Okay, so my sister. Holy crap, my parents went early. I think my parents had my sister when they were like 20. 21, 22, around that age. They had
running around.
They had my sister early because my parents are early 50s, and my sister is in her 30s. So yeah, they popped us out pretty early on.
That's kind of
thinking
crazy.
About kids now, Blue. If your parents were on that,
fuck that.
Yeah, you'd already you would have like a 6-7-year-old running around right now.
Oh my Lord, man.
Oh, if I was on schedule, that's awful to think about.
I can barely take care of these corgis, dude. All right.
I can't even take care of myself.
I know. I don't know how they did it. Life was different. And also it was more affordable to have a kid.
Yeah, they costed like what, 2 hay pennies at the time?
What, like $10 a month, maybe?
I mean, I was reading some and really just like looking at it and like the numbers of having a kid and just like, cause you need 2 people working a full-time job almost in every situation to support a household, like a kid.
Yeah.
And then the ironic thing is you're literally just working to pay for daycare so that you can work those 2 jobs Or like it's crazy. Like
I've heard what like daycare rates are, or like how much like people spend of their yearly income on like just like childcare kind of stuff. It insane. Like
I don't know how to do it. Props to them.
Make kids free. You know, just let them go into the wild. You know, let them get to the nice age of 10 and just let them free. You know, go.
Go on your Pokemon adventure. Go on.
Yeah. Here's a Squirtle, a yeah. Charmander.
Here's a mouse that can electrocute you, or a lizard that will set you on fire. Go. Be free.
I packed you a lunch. Have they ever answered that in Pokemon? Like, why wasn't everybody gym leaders? Or, you know, like, why wasn't everybody doing that?
Some people just didn't want to, I guess. I mean, it was kind of the same in, like, Detective Pikachu. Like, the main character.
I haven't seen Detective Pikachu still.
Like at the beginning, like he didn't have any Pokemon, but a lot of people did. And he's just like, I never wanted to be a trainer or whatever.
Who says that?
It sounds totally dumb, and I think it is. But like, I mean, we live in this world where a lot of people just aren't animal people.
Yeah, I guess.
So in the Pokemon world, you definitely have people who are just like, ew. Really like small superpowered creatures that could improve my everyday life.
It could obliterate
that Dark Gyarados. No thanks.
Just be a regular Gyarados, so there's no dark Gyaradoses.
Can we see the card, Mr. Fruit? Do you have it with you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see it. For the audio listeners, Mr. Fruit opened up some the new packs or something. Yeah, if you want to explain it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. So there's this new set that's coming out in America in like March, but it came out in Japan like a month ago or something. It's called like Shiny Star V, or in Japanese, that. Yeah. And so
their cards and box art was always so much better. Like not 100%. Even close.
So I got a couple boxes, because the cool thing about this set is there's like new cards, but at the same time, every card in the set you can get shiny. Like the art will be of the shiny Pokemon. And then one out of 600 packs, roughly, there's a thing called a God pack, where every card will be shiny.
No way!
Yeah, it's sick. I doubt I'll get that. But the big thing, too, about this is the fact that there is a Charizard Gigantamax card, Charizard VMAX card. And it's the one before everyone wanted that was like rainbow and stuff. Well, now you can get it, but shiny. And I was like, that's... I want to go for that, right? And so I was going to open up these on stream. But Claire was like super curious. Like, I don't get it. So I was like, okay, I'll show you. Like maybe I'll pull a shiny so you can like understand what it's like. So we get like three packs, because I've got like 60 more here or something. Not
no
that much.
Way.
Yeah, like I don't know how much is in a box. Oh, only 10. So I got 27 more. And so we're just opening them. I'm like, yeah, this, that. And then the third pack, last one. I open and whoops.
That's a cool looking card.
I got the shiny Charizard.
Did you freak? Like, what was the reaction like?
Well, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that's the one. That's what I was like. Get the sleeves. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's no meme. I got it.
That's nice. Is that like in the little like nice plastic ones that like Shady set the cards in? Those are so nice.
So unfortunately, dude, I didn't open that up on stream.
I don't understand how this dude was like, I really got to stop opening Pokemon packs. Like, it's bad for me. But, like, I've never seen a dude with this much luck with Pokemon packs.
I'm Pokemon, Pokemon.
What's the pack rate of that? So, like, of...
I mean, I don't know that technically, like, the odds of, like, the shiny in the set.
It's dope.
But I'll open a pack on for the podcast.
Oh!
Yeah,
okay.
We can open one
I'll
together.
Break it down for the audio listeners.
Yeah,
are visually. You excited about it?
Very excited. Hopefully we get a shiny.
Yeah, what are we looking for? Is there anything more than the Charizard? Like anything else?
You can get a shiny Graplock or Clobopus. Definitely want that. I did also pull
a... Isn't that the one you caught? The Clobopus?
Uh-huh. That is a sentimental shiny.
I also got a shiny Galarian Cofagrigus, or however the fudge you say the name.
Cofagrigus.
Which, if it will focus.
Oh, there we go.
So you can see the background. It's holographic. It has little yellow stars. But the ironic thing about this Pokemon is the only difference in shiny, I think, is its eye color. It's blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I had another one. Because like, I don't see the difference. I was like, yeah, it's just the eye color. But look at this too, okay? Look at the hollows they have. Ready? I don't know if it shows up on the camera.
That looks like a dark wheezing holographic. Like it doesn't
it doesn't show up on the camera, but like literally
is it cool?
It's like, yeah, like all over, it's like rainbow circles.
Really?
I don't know why it won't show up. Maybe the light's too harsh.
I can kinda see it. Yeah, I can kinda see it. No,
but like it's like that. It's Omega though.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
So sick. And then their holographics are cooler because like the whole border of it is holographic.
Oh, whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which,
I like that.
Yeah, which US cards are
is
not.
That newer?
No, I think they've almost always done that.
Oh, but only Japanese do that, not the Japanese card. Wow.
Yeah, right, dude. They got it better. So anyway.
And they had the best card back too, where it says like Pocket Monsters. I don't know if it still has that. That's the best one.
That looks like this now.
It's still way better.
Yeah, like, it's still dope. But
so NA. Much cooler than ours. What the
fuck? Yeah, way better than A.
Anyway, you gotta like cut these. I cut them because their packs are so much harder to open. And the dope thing about their packs is so like, for instance, it cost, what was it? Almost about $10 a pack, which is crazy, right? Except every pack is guaranteed 2 holos, an ultra rare, and potentially a secret rare. And then on top of that, you have the chance of shinies. So to put it in perspective, in normal American packs, you get a guaranteed holo. One holo. That's it. And then in place of the holo, you might get an ultra rare or a super rare. But with this, you get 2, and then an ultra rare, and a chance at... So you get like 4 crazy things. And
why
because
is
of
Japan
the set,
way cooler than us?
I know.
We suck. In every way.
And because of the set, I get codes for Heatran, or no, Volcanion, Genesect, and Marshadow for Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Also, I saw you make a bold statement, Christian, in terms of your Pokemon stances. You have a new favorite Pokemon, apparently.
Yeah, it's tied with Krogunk. Escavalier. Yeah, dude, if anyone's watched the Nuzlocke, you would understand why.
How do you say it?
Escavalier.
Escavalier.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, he looks like a knight. He looks pretty cool.
I just like never used him before. Totally underrated him. And then I used him. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
and I think it's a really cool design, yeah.
So he looks like a
god type.
He looks like a Heartless from Kingdom Hearts, kind of.
So, no meme, he's up there. But anyway, we'll open up a pack for you podcast people as well as you audio listeners. So first off, we have, I believe his name is Sandile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no
Gen
chance
8
I
names,
know half of these.
A little rough. Can't actually see from my end. What?
It's
Galarian Corsola. It's literally dead coral reef.
Okay.
Pretty metal.
It's pretty fucking metal.
Oh, we got double.
Oh,
nice.
Double.
Is that shiny or no? That's
no, shiny double would be sick. I love shiny double.
Shiny double is like black. It's tight.
Wrench. My favorite. How creamy?
How creamy?
Uh huh. I'll let blue read him.
Oh, it's that one dude who
Piers, I think.
I'm never gonna Dynamax. Yeah, Piers.
Yeah, Piers. He's like the 7th gym leader or something.
Oh,
Heatran.
Holographic Heatran.
That's cool.
I like that.
Oh,
ooh.
What is that?
Boltund. That's the evolved form of the Corgi Pokemon.
Oh,
holographic. Mm-hmm. Oh,
Corgi
full art Corgi. Well, not full art, but GX Corgi.
Bolton V.
And is that the last one?
One more. So, you can't see, you can barely see the rainbow, but the last ones have this crazy, like, you have to see, it's so trippy.
Maybe if you hold it really far back, maybe we'll be able to see it better.
I don't know if it's because...
Oh,
like you can kind of see that, but like it's even trippier than that, and it's the entire card. It's so sick.
That's cool.
So
no Charizard though, or whatever.
No shiny. That's unfortunate. I kind of just want to open one until we get a shiny. I'm not gonna lie,
Mr. Fruit. How have you thought about it? Getting a cool box, like, and have you been fighting those urges? or just absolutely you haven't thought about it at all?
Cool box. What do you mean?
Like Pokemon box, like a
TCG, oh, like the old like, ones.
Yeah, like a Jungle Box or.
For a little while, I was debating.
You know, like make some content on it.
Well, I was debating it for a little while, and for those that don't know, obviously the Pokemon hype recently has been crazy, like old sets especially. And so what a lot of people have been doing have been buying old sealed boxes of those. And then they do these things called breaks, where essentially they buy the box, but then they sell each pack to people. And what they do is they'll then open it up on stream. They'll give you like shout outs and stuff. But then you get to see it, and then they'll like send it to you, and then they'll like sign it or whatever if you want. Most people don't. But it's just like a cool hype event. Like, ooh, what am I going to get? And there's some really rare cards to get. So I debated like, maybe I'll act up, like get one of those, and then try and do one like that. But the only problem was, like, I don't know if I'm going to have enough people interested to at least like cover the cost. Because like, I wanted to get one of the older ones that was as close to base as possible, but wasn't base, because base boxes right now are like $200,000.
Oh.
I ain't doing that. So I think Fossil, there was a first edition sealed Fossil box for like $27,000.
Oh my lord.
Yeah. And so I was like, if enough people bought the packs, I'd make my money back. But like, even just the thought of spending that much money on one thing, even if I were to get the money back, it made me sick.
Bro, like, I bought, well, you know, like we did that shady box opening. I actually just got my cards today. So yeah, look, we got the non-holo. Oh,
Dark Gyarados.
Yeah, non-holo though. It's still sick though, but these are actually Gyarados bangers, bro. I didn't know Dark War Turtles go for
a lot. All the starters always do.
Well, yeah, look, bro, and I got two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to open another pack because now I'm just, I want to, we'll do it quicker. We'll do it quicker now since the audio listeners, like, I don't get it. We got Mr. Rhyme. I just want to find a shiny.
You just want a shiny.
Yeah, Milcery. So bright. What is that? Oh, Cinchino.
Now, what if you got like a company to sponsor like a box break? Like they're like, this box break that I'm doing is brought to you by.
Oh, I'd do it.
Express VPN. Like yeah, they I'd helped me buy this box. Like,
no shame in my game. Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm talking to Paul and I'm going to get it set up.
Galarian.
I'm going to set it up for you.
Galarian Darmanitan. Some kind of energy.
Come on.
Emo Bumblebee thing.
Oh!
Holographic Obstagoon.
That's It'd be like the dope the to get him Pokemon, shiny. Right?
Yeah.
Obstagoon shiny is so sick.
Stonejourner.
What is that? That looks like Dork.
Stonejourner. It's basically this weird, like
ruin
Stonehenge ruin.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ditto VMAX.
I love Ditto.
Ditto VMAX.
What's his attack? Like, what can Ditto do? Like on a TCG? Like?
Well, it says right here. I have no idea. If I had to guess, it would probably be spin this, like use this attack, and you can probably pick any attack on any Pokemon in the field and use it. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a big one. Like you could get like this giant card, but he'd be blue. He's sick.
That's cool.
Blue Ditto.
I like blue Ditto. What? And then like shiny Ditto evolves into any other shiny, right?
When it transforms, I think it would.
I actually don't know.
I don't think it transforms into the shinies, shiny version.
It doesn't.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
that'd be OP.
That would be cool.
That'd be ridiculous.
I would just do a Nuzlocke of six shiny Dittos. So then I just whatever my opponent has, no you. I'm gonna open up.
So no shiny. Quick. No shiny
no.
There.
You, but
we're gonna find one real quick. I'm not even gonna name him anymore. We got
okay
Phoebus. That one. Score yeah. Bunny.
A potion.
Potion. Oh,
the Aztec Pokemon.
Woo! We did it.
Oh,
okay.
We did it.
It's a shiny.
What is it though?
It's not Charger Bug. It's the new one from
Duat. Wait, no, not Duat. Oh, no. It's Blitbug.
Blitbug.
And then, well, what's his evolved form? Fudge. Because it's Blitbug, whatever this is.
Blit Omega Bug.
What the fudge is this one's name?
Blitbug, and then it goes to.
This one?
Yeah, fuck.
But see, this shiny's dope because normally his shell is red.
Dottler. It's Dottler.
Yeah, Dottler. So his shell's purple now.
Yeah.
So that's actually, and so you see like the background is all hollow. It has the stars.
Yeah, that's cool.
Any card could be like that. And I think that's actually dope shiny. And then
let's leave that now. PSA 10, I'll 10 mil.
Oh god, such a
sick. Galissapon.
Galissapon.
Oh, I got an amazing rare.
No, how do you know that's an amazing rare?
See how the holographic's rainbow and it goes out of the picture?
Oh, whoa, yeah, I do notice that now.
Yeah. So these are newer cards they just introduced. And I love the little holographic thing they do. Yeah, but I didn't even know they was in the set, yeah. So that's dope. And then
gotta sleeve that.
Anyways. We also got Crobat V.
Crobat. Dude, Crobat's OG.
But see, so like I got two holos, a V, an amazing rare, and a shiny.
But does that like saturate the market though in Japan? Like, is it just kind of easier to find those holos and stuff?
I don't know. But as a person that just wants them, it's nicer. Them. Yeah. And I know like that Charizard won't go as much because it's not English.
What is like your favorite set of TCG Pokemon cards like that you can think of? I like the gym battle ones, like the gym leader Pokemon ones. Those are my favorite.
Honestly, it's a rare one. There wasn't like any like amazing cards in it, but the art, I swear, in like every card was so good. It was I want to say Crystal Legends or
Crystal Legends.
Crystal something. But the art and all in that entire set was so good.
Yeah, well, how would you say the centering on my War Turtle cards are?
Really hard to see. Maybe a little off center to the right, but yeah. Not bad.
Not a 10? Not a 10?
Well, if it depends on how big that margin is.
This is the other one.
That one looks better.
Oh, we got a PSA 10 here, folks. We made our money back.
Folks, we did it.
No, I literally just put up like all my cards in like a box, and I'm probably just going to like end up probably giving them to my kids.
There we go. I opened a shiny.
If you do a box break, Mr. Fruit, I'll buy one pack. How about that?
My man.
We'll find a sponsor. Sponsor Amazon Gaming sponsors this box break of base set first edition.
Oh my god. I wouldn't want to do that because of the pressure, bro. Opening a pack, you're like, oh, I don't want to mess. Can you be like, oh my god, dude, you got a Charizard? Or like,
you would probably be like this, like holding the
card. Congratulations, dude. It's a Shadowless first edition. Oh my god. PSA 10.
No, they're all your packs, bro. The box break is yours.
Oh, that'd be sick. I will say it just made history. Well, the highest Pokemon card ever sold just made history.
Yeah,
I think it was $900,000. And some people are like, what in the world? And it's a card they've never heard of. And that's for a reason. I think there's only like 6 or 7 in the world. And it was printed back in the 90s. And it's like I believe it's some sort of an artist card or something. I remember reading up on it a while ago before this one even sold. But it's literally like the rarest Pokemon card. And it was a PSA 9. And people are like, bro, I wonder what a PSA 10 goes for. But the crazy thing is that's the best condition of that card. Because there's only so many in the world. And we already know what the other PSAs are. So that one sold for $900,000. But then, first edition Charizard base set sold for, I think,
240.
Like 240,000. Nuts.
If I bought that, I would go. I would have to.
Hey, here's a down payment for a gigantic house.
Like, dude, I look back and it's like buying like these little Pokemon cards or like even like a CSGO skin back in the day, dude. Like you could have like set yourself up for life.
Should have bought Bitcoin, dude.
I think about that too.
Well, yeah, somebody was like, who in the world has the money for that? And it's like someone that bought X amount of Bitcoin back in like 2010.
Yeah, somebody like at one point Bitcoin was like $30. Like it was nothing. And then it just exploded.
But it's
cool looking at these Pokemon cards.
The impromptu Pokemon version. Sorry, audio listeners, if that was not interactive. You can always go check out the video. Please name the Pokemon. I did the best that I could for opening a Pokemon card on podcast.
Did you? What pod cards did you get from Shady's thing? Like, what was your pack again?
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, you still have it like in front of you?
Which reminds me, he also, because maybe some of the listeners, some of the listeners will remember. So for me, just seeing this, wave of nostalgia. So audio listeners obviously can't see what it is. But it's
Zatch Bell. Oh my god.
Zatch Bell, the show, but I'm holding a pack from the card game. And so I entered one of those breaks I was mentioning with Shady Penguin. And he also mentioned that he had bought, like, because these are only like $1.50, even though they were made back in like 2003. They're just, you know, not the demand for.
Nobody wants them, yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, I bought like 200 for like $50. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. Like, I remember that. It was so dope. So he's like, yo, I'll send you some. I was like, oh, you didn't have to. So he did end up sending me some. And because I, even before that, it was weird. I'd just been thinking of that show. Because I watched Zatch Bell. I played the card game. I played I think it was PS2 game. It was dope. And so he sent me a pack, and I ended up getting, for their TCG back in the day, it was a super rare.
Uh-huh.
I even told him, like, I got a super rare, but after Pokemon, like, they've spoiled me with, like, cool-looking holographics, you know?
Mm-hmm. Looks cool.
But yeah, like, literally looking through all this stuff, it was just, like, nostalgia hit me so hard. It was such a cool show. And the card game was so interesting. So the whole idea of the show is like there's this thing called, I think, like Momotos. I could be saying it wrong. But they're essentially like mage puppets that show up and then they get linked with a partner. So Zatch Bell is a Momoto, kind of like a puppet. And he's matched with the protagonist. And you have a spell book and you essentially like give them, like tell them a spell to use and they'll use it. And so that's how the card game works. You play out a partner, but then the cool thing is the card game is played with a spell book. Your deck is a spell book, which is
just spells, no minions or anything.
Well, you have your like your Momotos, whatever, out in the field, but in your deck, yeah, is like different cards. But the thing is, your deck is in the same order every game. You flip through the pages, and you can only cast whatever that page is on. And whoever can't flip a page anymore loses the game. And there's about 30 pages you can flip. And so the whole game is centered around. It's literally just like two cards. You know, it's like it's not like nine things on a page, but it was like super cool and inventive for the way they did it, and it like fit perfectly with the show. It was so much fun. So that was a wave of nostalgia. But I have to open mine.
Oh, you haven't like actually like... I forgot. You opened a holo. I forgot what it was, though, now that I think
about it. I did. Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural, and instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors.
I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
These like plastic sleeve things he put them in are really nice. Like they're extremely nice.
We got Dr. Trio.
That's sick.
And we got a nice little swirl on the holographic too.
That is sick. Is that like probably your oldest card that you have? Like in your?
I do have a base set Nidoking. Or is it jungle?
Not first edition.
Not first edition, but I have like a holographic.
I know what
one.
You're talking about. It's like orange and kind of reddish in the background. Holographic, it's yeah. Sweet.
I have that somewhere. But so that's what I got from that, and it's just been fun. I've been having to stop myself from buying more.
Maybe like Fruit Summit, we'll do like a cool big old box opening or something like that, and then yeah, we'll buy cool. Like not a base set or a first edition. We'll or buy we something
even,
like
we can even do it like as a fundraiser for the summit to get something. Like we yeah. Do that as part of a thing.
That'd be cool. I'd be down with that. We could do but like so. One of the things I want to do for Fruit Summit is like every night or something like that, someone sleeps in like your office or something like that, and we set up speakers so people can send like donations of whatever they want. And it's just like it sends loud noises and stuff like that. So somebody has to sleep in that room once a night.
I do not volunteer as tribute. I'll make sure there's enough days like that one person doesn't have to do it and it's going to be me.
Yeah, I'll just that. It sounds just so much fun. And that could be like a way of fundraising that money or something like that. Just
that is pretty
content.
Funny. I guess you'd have to check if that's against TOS nowadays.
But then we got to. No, you can sleep on stream. You just can't list yourself in
any. Oh, in any category. That's right.
Yeah, you can't list yourself anywhere. So, like, the only way people will see your live is if they follow you, I think it is.
That'd be pretty funny. That's a good idea. Write that down.
Get it down. But so speaking of bad ideas, though.
I don't know how we got there, but yeah.
Do you guys think. All right, hey, get it the words out now. Simp is. Bannable now. Blue, you can't call me a virgin anymore. Okay, I'll TOS your ass.
I can't call you an incel anymore. Unbelievable.
Thanks, Twitch. You know, you are really working on for the people out there.
Working on the issues that we've been asking for. So we appreciate that. And for those Twitch. People at home that are confused, the Twitch, what is it called? Like the city council or Twitch? Whatever bizarre thing it is.
I'm just a peasant, dude. I don't.
I'm not allowed in the meetings.
Yeah, I'm not in those meetings.
I'm still out on the fields.
Yeah, I'm just out there doing my stuff.
So Twitch had something because, like, notably recently, the drama on Twitch has been this whole DMCA issue, where everybody and their moms getting stuff taken down or flagged, and Twitch was pretty much just like, "You've got to fix this. We can't do anything." So people are like. Like there's got to be something in place, so like, you got to help us. And so people were expecting something to answer some of the stuff like that they were waiting for. And so this council was held on the 16th, I believe, of December.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
And all I really got from it was apparently, starting I think January 21st, if you say simp, incel, or virgin on stream, you'll get banned. Those are now considered slur words or something.
So the key defining factor here that doesn't make it quite as bad is that if you use them specifically in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
Which is like... Which is like, one, it's so confusing because it's like incel...
I haven't heard... What?
Like, people who are actually incels are, generally speaking, pretty bad people. So I don't see why that's yeah. Such a bad word. But, like, calling people simps is like, that's just
it's a meme.
This is a joke. It's a meme.
Like, somebody had to come to that meeting. Like, I got called a simp and I am sad.
This shit
like,
is, like, we have to do something about
I
this.
I need help now. You know,
like
we have to do something. It's not fair.
To me, it's up there with like whoever was like the Pepe Frog, white supremacy.
Yeah.
Except apparently some white supremacist group like apparently had a picture of Pepe somewhere, and that's why there's like that's their thing.
Yeah,
now.
that's their mascot.
But simp, it's like what?
Isn't there a Call of Duty pro named Simp?
Simple. Yeah. So he's banned.
Oh yeah.
No, well, no, Simple is.
Hey,
the
Simple,
CSGO
you
want to? I think there's literally a CS or not a CSGO, a Call of Duty pro named Simp, like FaZe Simp or something like that.
Well, he's going to need a rebrand or he's going to go to YouTube or something.
Banned.
Just so bizarre. Like, of all the things, too, like, who was asking for that? If anyone, like.
So that's what I'm saying. Somebody in that council was like, my job here is done. And it's like, you did nothing. It's like the Sailor Moon meme.
This is so bizarre. Everyone's like, oh, thanks, Twitch.
It's just such a weird like thing. Like, people are just going to find another word because those are such general terms. Like, they're not even like that specific. Like, no one uses them in like a hyper-specific way. It's like, so people are just going to find different words to use, and then you can ban those words. So what about the DMCA stuff, Twitch?
Yeah. And
I can't play bangers anymore.
The ironic thing is you're only fanning the fire, because until then, it's going to become an even bigger meme. And then literally, like, on the 21st, there's going to be some unspoken thing that the entire Twitch community is be like, oh, simp is now X.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just uses X. Like, you're not getting anywhere with it.
If anything, you just gave the word, like, more power or, like this kind of thing of it now. But when it was just nothing, and now you made it something.
You want to know something that was made to be something? Out of nothing.
That turned out to be a dud.
Cyberpunk?
My car was broken into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was saving it for the podcast.
Wait, but you live in such a safe white neighborhood.
Yeah,
no
I found out.
Way.
Found out this morning. Because I had to just grab some groceries real quick. And I went out to my car. And here's the thing. Nothing was like broken. There wasn't like broken glass or anything. But I looked in my car. And like my console was open and everything like, in there was just like, yeah, spread scattered. Out and like my masks and everything. I was like, that's weird. Like, I didn't do that. And so I asked Claire, I was like, babe, do you like come out here or something to like, were you looking for something? She's like, no. And so I asked my brother, the only other person that lives with me. And he goes, no, but it's funny you mentioned that because at 3:45 a.m. this morning, he's like, I woke up because the car was like revving up so loud and like, just like booked it out of here so loud that it woke him up right next to our house. And he was like, that's weird. And he said he like just looked around the house because he's like, I don't know if someone's breaking in the house. But it turns out they broke into my car. But the funny thing is they could not have picked a worse car to break into.
That's how I feel about mine.
Because I'm not kidding you. What is in my car? Like my masks, some napkins, probably like a receipt or two. There's a blanket in the back. Yeah, there's a blanket in the
hella
back.
Hella Chick-fil-A things in the back.
There's none, actually. There's an ice scraper, and my trunk is empty. That's what's in my car.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I was like,
no they was must it have just been... unlocked? Like, your car was just unlocked, or you just...
I didn't think so. Because usually, too, my car is usually in the garage, but this time it was parked outside. Like, I don't know how they got into it, because as far as I remember, I drove it the day before. I locked it. So I honestly have no idea. And to be honest, after I noticed nothing was broken, I just found it funny. Because, like, man, they couldn't have picked a worse car. Like,
when I first got my new car, and it was on the driveway of my parents' house, I think I forgot to lock it one night. And my dad was, like, pulling in and, like, was like looking at my car and noticed that my glove box was open and all the stuff was like thrown on my seat. And he's like, hey Robert, like you just got that car. Like, why is it already thrashed? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, all the stuff out of your glove box is thrown out. And I was like, what? And then like, but like you said, I had just gotten it. So like I don't ever keep anything important unless it's in my room or on me. You know what I mean? I don't leave it in my car or anything like that. Like,
the only thing of, I guess, any value would have been my insurance card.
Yeah, but like, who's going to steal a fucking insurance card?
What are they
going to
do with that?
Like, yeah, and it's like, if they did, it's like, well, I guess I got to email my insurance and send me a new card. Like, damn it.
Like a good neighbor.
My dad was like, are you worried? And I was like, no, I'm not an idiot and keep stuff that's important in my car. Like, there's nothing of importance that is in my car other than my Taco Bell receipts.
And well, the thing too is I've had the car for almost a year. It's just I've never put anything in there. So yeah. I guess I was lucky. I don't know what they were hoping for. But if anything, I guess I gotta get like cameras or something. But like Blue mentioned, like how's that? Like you're in a safe white neighborhood. I apparently read this interesting thing that actually neighborhoods like this are actually more susceptible early on. Well, you'll remember one, you know, the people that shot up two houses next to me trying to break in. And then we've actually had a lot of reports about people breaking into cars, stealing packages, all that kind of stuff. Because apparently what happens is in these newer developments, which at this point my development's almost done. But like when I moved in, you know, half the
development was... When we were starting the podcast, it was pretty like...
A lot of the houses are still being built. Or like land's not even being built yet. That apparently what happens is workers or something sometimes will like, they know the place well. Or however it works, or they have friends, and then they just give them tips. And so what ends up happening is during that like development period, it's more common to see like petty crime like that. And then once construction's over and stuff, it dies down. But apparently during that construction phase, like the likelihood of petty crime and stuff is a lot higher.
Mr. Freed's basically saying he lives in the hood.
Yeah, dude, it's hard out here, bro. I mean, with that crazy lady. And guy that probably just jacked like three napkins. It's rough out here.
It's tough, man.
I love how like the car sped off, like he got away with something, but he was probably like, damn it.
Yeah, he's just like, I give up. He's like, this is just my luck.
What would you do if like, you opened your car and like in a napkin, it was like, I'm going to make YouTube videos with you one day.
Then I'd be like, all right, we got a problem.
But then it says C Nanners. He like returned your letter to you.
Adam.
Yeah. Now you guys are boys like that.
First name basis. Whoa, dude.
Funnily enough, so I'm wearing Rob's t-shirt right now.
Yeah. I was going to say, weren't you wearing that yesterday?
I was, but that was right after I'd showered.
Oh, okay.
Because I like to get as much, because laundry just piles up too much. So I get as much use out of it before laundry. It's actually dirty. Yeah. Because I feel for like my mom back in the day, I didn't know better. Like I wear a pair of jeans for half a day and be like, they need to be washed. I'd be like, whatever, get them washed. And my mom would always be like, where are all these clothes? And now, bro, I'm wearing jeans until they're practically like, you can see the stench. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, whatever, dude. Like we're going the long way. No. So moral of the story is, I was wearing Blue's shirt a couple days ago. The original like penguin one.
It's OG.
I think it was Sunday, and it was my cheat meal day, even though it wasn't really a cheat meal. I went to Domino's, but the thing is, I get this thin crust medium pizza, and I ate about a third of it, which is
that,
like
was that your tweet?
That, like, no, you hated that pizza? Was me when I, because I tried to get actual pizza, and then that's when it was absolutely garbage. I didn't even eat like any of it. I was like, this could not be more disappointing.
What was garbage about it?
Bro, it was like thin, flaky crust. But not like, oh, that sounds delicious. No, like thin, hard, flaky to where like brittle. Like it's gross.
Like you take a bite and it just kind of breaks.
Yeah, like it must have been used with like some old dough or something. Like not cool. No.
Not cool, man.
No texture. The pepperonis, you might know what I'm talking about, were hard. Like, you know when they're like old and stale kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the pepperonis. The jalapenos, flavorless and hard. And 7 out of 10 of the jalapenos I had were just the little ends. Like, you know,
I know
like,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, like literally like the top of the jalapeno. Yeah. Where normally you would like cut that and throw it away. That was like all the jalapeno topping. And then the cheese was good. I'll give them the cheese. But there was almost no sauce in between the horrible crust and the cheese.
Awful.
And then the crust, like the end crust itself was so bad and brittle. I didn't want to eat that. And I love crust. And I was like, this is my cheat meal? It was my first cheat meal in like a week and a half. And I was like, this is, I just wanted pizza, man. And this is so depressing. I was so
you
sad.
Had to order Domino's after that.
Well, I just ate my normal stuff. And then the couple days after, which was this past Sunday, I went to Domino's and I get thin crust, same order though, of pepperoni, sausage, jalapenos.
I'm a thin crust guy too now.
And if you get medium thin crust, and I eat six slices out of like the however much it comes with, it's 600 calories.
Oh my God.
So it's still not even really a cheat meal. It still fits exactly into like my calorie count, but it's not good food. But I ate that. And I got carry out, and I was wearing blue shirt, and you have to like go up to the door. You can't go in, but like I go up with my mask and everything, and I call, and I'm like about to call the number, and I just hear in the Domino's, "No way!"
What?
I'm like, "What?" And he opens the door, and he goes like, "Mr. Fruit, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm here
You're
for my
recording,
pizza,
man."
What are you- I was like, "I'm here for pickup." He goes, "Oh, okay, like sick." And I hear him go back in, and he's just walking in, getting like, "No way!" Like, "Yes!" And he gets the pizza, comes out. He wants to take a picture, and then he's like, "Yo, dude, like, love your stuff. Loving the golf at Tournament Power. Like, keep it up."
That's cool.
It's like so cool meeting you. And I was like, "Wow!" Like, he watched a video in the past like 2 days. Cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
oh,
that's
he's not like, "I used to love your D." No, yeah. he's a true homie.
So cool. Because
he's
watched
like,
the recent video.
Yeah, at the day, he literally mentioned like the golf video the day before or something. So I was like, that feels good.
Stan.
It's usually well like, yo, yeah, D1, dude. Or like,
yeah,
you know,
like I loved your
Overwatch
stuff.
Or, yeah. So
yeah,
that was a cool
interaction.
I
have a similar encounter at like a burger place. He was like, "I love Mr. Fruit's videos. I love you in them too. Like, you guys are awesome." Like, yeah, man. It's always really cool, like, getting to meet people out in the wild.
No free pizza, but understandable.
Any coupons?
No.
Oh, right. See, that's where you did for it. See, I've been like, coupon? No.
The only time I've ever gotten treatment was, I think I talked about it too, was that Buffalo Wild Wings back in College Town.
Really? I didn't know you got special treatment there.
Yeah, it was off of College Road, like
yeah,
towards the highway.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ate there once. It was always with Claire, I think. But the first time he noticed it, he was a server. And he was like, "Oh my gosh, like you're Mr. Fruit. Like I love your videos." And so he would always give me free cheesecake bites.
Every time you went.
Every time he was there and I was there, he'd give me free cheesecake bites. I was like, even if he wasn't serving
around?
Me. Yeah, even if it wasn't serving me, I'd be like, "Thanks, dude."
Oh, see, I would just be like, "I want him, like that
give me
guy,
that guy.
Give me cheesecake bite guy."
But that was really cool.
Maybe I need to go to Buffalo Wild Wings now and wear my Mr. Fruit shirt.
Well, it was a couple of years ago. He might not. He might have moved on. So who really knows? Probably working now. He's going to college or something.
I'm gonna go there once every day for a week, and if I don't get cheesecake,
the odds of it. Come on. Yeah, there's only special treatment, but. I appreciated it. I it's not like I'm looking for special treatment.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's
but like if nice. You get it, like,
I mean, I'm not
pretty
gonna
tight.
Say no. But yeah, I guess
I
that's
gonna
what's
ask
been.
You never got special treatment, but I don't think like anybody would know, right?
Oh my God,
I
you're blue lesson.
See, I feel like with how we set things up, like if someone noticed it was me, they would be like, they wouldn't even say anything. They'd just be like, "Oh."
Yeah, they'd kind of just be
yeah,
like,
if you ever
kinda...
if you ever somehow do recognize Blue, just like wink at him, you know? Like if somehow you piece it all together and you think you know it's him, wink, and then it'll be hilarious just to think of all the people that are getting winked at who are like, "What does that mean?
What's happening?"
Yeah, what?
Just guys around us like are getting winked at.
But it's like celebrities, you know. I'm sure they appreciate when you're like, "Oh, that's so and so," but
yeah.
They're getting bothered and you don't bother them yourself. You know, it's just that like subtle.
Yeah. Like you walk up and like, "Hey, I appreciate your stuff. Like, thank you."
Or even just like "I knew you were there."
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like I fanguyed or like fangirled, I guess, over like the Funhouse guys. And I was like, "I cannot go over there
poorly.
And say hi." Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. But like, I was like, "Oh my God, I can't. I cannot go over there and say hi." So I did. But like from afar, I was like, "I know them."
Yeah, I know
it was
you.
Like at that Destiny party, remember, like for the Taken King, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah,
it might
yeah.
have been what something before that.
It was like the first PAX I went to when I was like 2014 or whatever, when I met CNanners. But I remember on like the show floor, I met like Gassy Mexican at the time. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
But instead of like taking up his time, I literally just like, yo, Gassy, I love your stuff. Just really cool to meet you. And he's like, oh, cool, dude. Thanks.
Yep.
And just let him be. But then there were CNanners. And I was like, CNanners.
CNanners!
Take this card.
I'm going to record a video with you one day.
I'm sorry, but listen. But like even going around the show floor, I mean, I think that's what I prefer. Like if somebody wants to come up and say hi, it's like a short greeting. Because I think we've talked about this. It's just tough when people come up, but they have nothing to talk about, but they like,
yeah,
they stay there.
Yeah,
they're excited. And you like do the whole greeting thing or whatever. And like, yeah, cool, thanks. Like a photo. And it's like, that okay. Should,
yeah.
Like, I've just done so many. It's like, I don't, like, our relationship is a little different. Like, I don't know what to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd figure you'd have a conversation.
It's hard because they've watched thousands of hours of like us, you know what I mean? So it's like they know us like that. So it's always really cool to like meet people.
As somebody with that social anxiety, that's what kills me. But do me a favor. If you have something to talk about, great. But it's like that like minute of like a standoff, you can like hear the music.
So...
It's like, yeah, it's like yes. So
Dungeons and Dragons.
You enjoying the show? Whether you've been here before,
you know, if Mr. Bruce asking about the show,
that's when it's.
But it's one thing, like if you run into like us at an exhibition hall and like we're walking or something like that. But then like if we're doing like an actual meet and greet and there's a line, that's like another thing.
So,
like,
that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But it's just,
but, I mean, and when I don't is even, the next time we're going to see that?
Oh, well, true. Wow. PAX South is supposed to be in a month, man. Feels it's bad. Not. It's the first PAX South I'm going to miss in 6 years or whatever.
Well, you're not missing it because it's not happening. So technically,
well, that's what I'm, still... but I'm missing like Mitieles, Whataburger, obviously Blue and Arios, what is that?
Board games and stuff.
Carne asadas. Or no.
See,
was it Pollo Asados?
Oh, Pollo Asado. Oh,
the breakfast burritos.
I haven't been to Pollo Asados in so long.
Bro, it's a good thing they don't have good Mexican food.
I had a whole tour planned for this year too, so.
Oh.
I was going to wake everyone up early to go to Fideos for once. Remember those breakfast tacos from the first year you met me?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they're not going to let me in. And then Mr. Fruit was like, I got this.
Oh, yeah. It's like, trust.
I'm Mr. Fruit. We're bringing these tacos inside. Yeah,
please. Well, see, now what I'm worried, though, is like, I don't know if PAX out like this. This might just be it. Because like, it already seemed like it was on its way out.
In terms of like PAX South actually happening.
Which sucks, like just being a thing.
Because I love how low key it is. Like,
that's why I liked it. Like I think, I don't know how like Datto and them felt when they came, but it was definitely like when we told people like, yeah, it's low key. I even think they were surprised. Like, oh yeah, like you can see the show floor in like an hour and see everything you want. And then it's like, we're here for 3 days. What do? Board games. Or yeah, just like hanging out, good food, friends. Perfect.
Yeah, it's fun.
And now we're
like, I think we talked about it. Like the next time we're actually going to go to a convention. Couldn't even tell you like when I actually think. I think you'll start seeing conventions come back this summer, but I don't know the next time you'll catch me at one.
It has been nice, you know, a little ray of hope seeing people getting vaccines. It feels nice.
It is nice.
Let's know.
Some nurses I follow on Instagram that we went to school with, they're all getting like their vaccines, and I was like, yeah, like let's go.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something.
Turn to some sort of normalcy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what's been new in my life. Just bad pizza.
Can't believe your car got broken into. And working out. You're getting back on the workout grind.
And workout. Yep. Got some new equipment. I posted it on like Twitter. But back on that daily grind. Been on a diet now for 5 weeks, which I've never done.
Because yeah, I usually last. What kind of diet are we talking?
Well, after like 2 weeks, usually, I just binge. Like I'm off the cliff. But with this one, 5 weeks in, and it's a big calorie deficit. To be fair, I took a pretty big plunge. My working calorie is about 3,400, and I'm eating anywhere from 1,800 to 2,000, which is a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
And been doing that every day for 5 weeks. Even on my cheat days, I'm still staying within that because I do like that pizza thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but it's all, aside from like literally like 4 cheat meals, kept it all clean, all good, which like just doesn't happen. So I'm trying to keep it as much as possible. I've lost 13 pounds already, which is, well, I'm trying to get back to where I was before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because COVID, COVID hasn't been nice on a lot of people.
Ugh, sucks.
And so I was waiting for like the gym to get back open to motivate me, but I was like, that's not gonna happen. I gotta figure it out myself.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I looked into like one of those Lululemon mirrors. They're like classes mm-hmm. that are like on a mirror, just to like figure out something to do, something to get my ass moving. I don't know.
Get a Peloton. Oh my God, you got me a Peloton?
It's so funny. Remember when people were like fucking pissed at Peloton for that ad? And yeah. Then I think 3 months later, they were like, I can't. I need a Peloton. Like, I need a Peloton.
Even if it's negative, like, all advertising is good advertising. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Somebody's probably like, dude, nice. We did it. Because that, I don't know if you guys saw that SNL skit. I think it was from this weekend. But it finally covered something that I always thought was so weird, too. You know, there's like car commercials around holidays where it's just like, Merry Christmas, Jimmy and Honey. There's something out, like, I have one more gift for you. Like, what is it? And you just come out to the driveway. And it's like
a Chevy.
Yeah. You got me a brand new $120,000 car without talking to me. Thanks. Like, this
now
is
I gotta
great.
Like figure out how I'm gonna pay for this like monthly. Like
they're always so excited, and there's so many logistics to it. Like, do they have the money? Why wouldn't they consult it? Especially in like a marriage, you know, like that's a big purchase. How'd you even buy it discreetly? How'd you get it there discreetly?
Did
so
you pay
many
cash
questions
for this. Like,
and so
I have a car in the garage, honey. Like, where's that car? I like that car.
Yeah, they did a skit on it, and you'll have to watch. It's hilarious, but it's kind of like that. Like, I have one more present for you. And he comes out, it's like a brand new car. And she's like, are you kidding me, Rick? It's just like, we don't have the money for this. And the kid's like, wait, we don't? Like, we don't? It's like, no, your father hasn't had a job since March. And he's like, well, COVID. And he's like, no, Rick, March 2019. and the kid's just like, what, Dad? And it's just hilarious. It goes on this whole thing. Like, we don't have the money for this. And he's like, but like 0% APR. Like, I don't
you
have
don't
to pay
even
anything.
Know what that means.
Yeah, like, I don't have to pay anything. Like, do you even know what that means, Rick? It's like, I don't have to pay anything. It's just like,
I actually don't know what that means. Like, when they say that kind of stuff in those car commercials,
they're just trying to swindle you with something. Like, hey, you don't have to pay now. You'll just pay more later. That's usually how I look at it. Like, hey, we want to make you pretend you can afford this. But then you're going to default. So yeah, I watched the SNL skit. That was hilarious.
Is there anything we want to talk about before we move on to the Patreon questions? We have quite a bit of Patreon questions.
Cyber oof.
Oh yeah,
cyber oof, man. Cyber you see oof. How far they're? Well, we can talk about it more, but their stock with investors just tanked.
I didn't see how many. I saw like $10.
Honestly, I should
at one
buy
point.
Right now. You gotta think eventually it'll go back up.
Yeah,
you gotta think, right? But like, I've seen like now that the game's been out for like a week, because I think
because yeah,
out
when
for
we
like
talked about it last time,
days.
Yeah, I was like, I had like 5 hours in it. It was like 2 days, and I played on PC. Granted, so I was like,
yeah,
I want to see.
I've seen issues on. I don't know if it was on PC, but it was like the police spawning. Like,
oh,
they
that's just a game issue. Yeah,
they would kill people on a balcony. There's nobody on the balcony, and like they shoot them, and then they look away, and then they look back, and
there's like three cops, there. Helicopter, like
yeah,
they'll just TP in. It's crazy.
I would lose my mind, like.
And the problem was because that happened to me once during my playthrough. I was like, all right, I'll just kill these cops. Like, I don't know where they came from, but like, maybe I can just get rid of this bounty. Nope. It gets worse. And then you try and run and you can't run. Like, it's impossible. So you eventually just like die. And you're like, all right, well, try that again.
All right. I have this list on Reddit that somebody made. It says promise but missing feature list from Cyberpunk. Okay. Features we were told to expect but aren't in the game. Amazing AI that detects enemy during combat / patrol, but also citizens and NPCs in daily life. Apparently, that doesn't work.
No.
Wanted system and corrupt police.
Well, I'll add to that AI thing. So, like, for instance, AI is pretty bad. I wasn't even really paying attention. I was AFK, and I realized I was sitting on the street looking at the road, and I would see these two NPC walk, like, in front of me, and I'd look, and then they would just turn around, and they were just on the same path infinitely. Like, just walk like 20 feet, turn back, 20 feet, turn back, 20 feet, turn back. Or like when I'm driving, the view distance, like it was during a story mission, you're out in the Badlands, which is like the desert. You're on this highway, you're supposed to be alone. And out in the, it's like nighttime. And out in the distance, I see tons of cars, but there's no one near me. And I zoom in and there's just a draw distance where there's like 50 cars and they just hit a wall and everything's gone. And I can see it all happening right in front of me. Like real time,
like too. They just disappeared. Like till your immersion is totally like
stuff like that. But yeah, the AI is
just trash,
pretty rough, and it's really frustrating too with stealth. Like, if you mess up once, suddenly everyone everywhere knows. So like, if you get busted once, for the rest of the mission, there's no stealth. Like literally, they know where you are at all times.
That sucks. Like you can't get rid of the corruption or like the system or whatever it is, like the wanted system.
Well, I'm not talking about police. Like you're doing, you're in a mall. Like I just did a mission where you're in a mall and there's a bunch of bad guys. If a camera detects you, if they find a body, if they just see you too long, you know, killing somebody, whatever, boom. And then like this mission, there's like 50 people. And for the rest of the mission, all 50 people, no matter where they were, just knew where I was. And there was no more stealth or anything. Yeah.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
So again, wanted system and corrupt police. I guess they like promised that you could like bribe some police officers and stuff like that. And like some police officers in different cities would allow different things and whatnot. Apparently that's not in the game. We have immersive police involvement changing with the area where you committed the crime. This says half kept. In general, more interesting combat and hacking. There's more interest.
Okay, here's what I say. Like, there's hacking and stuff. But my biggest problem, I guess, is just kind of general. But like with the combat and the hacking, I will say like I've gotten some more rare guns and my rifle skills a little bit better. So like shooting doesn't feel as bad. Like it feels decent. It's nothing crazy, but it's better than like just default where I was like, I feel like a potato. But the rest of the game, even the open world stuff and whatever, it felt like this was going to be some defining like CD Projekt's magnum opus, whatever, like their defining game next gen that people will always remember. Kind of thing. And look back and be like, this is so hyped up. This is
what changed everything.
Like, this changed gaming.
Yeah. And instead, I'll be honest, like Assassin's Creed Valhalla does open world stuff better than a lot of the stuff like Cyberpunk does. Like, they didn't do anything new open world wise. And aside from that, like, there's no genre defining anything. The RPG element's pretty tame, especially with all the cut content. Apparently, like, dialogue trees, it doesn't matter where you go, you pretty much end up the same way, which isn't what they promised. I think endings might differ. I don't know the endings, though. But like, if you start Street Kid or Nomad or Corpo, like, none of those will eventually play in. Like, aside from the prologue where, like, you take place somewhere different, like, that's really the only difference in, like, your character story or whatever.
I think Arios tweeted out, like, he wishes that some sort of the prologue was actually something you could play or something.
So, there's this guy, Jackie, which most people probably know. He's like in all the trailers and stuff, he's like your partner in crime. So you meet him kind of early on and it's kind of abrupt or whatever, but like I can tell we're gonna be friends. And then it just pretty much essentially just smash cuts to like just things of like, oh, you're at the bar, haha, you're laughing, you're doing a thing, oh, you're shooting some people, like, you guys are laughing together, you're like, oh, we're running together. And it's just like 6 months later. And then you see him, and then you're just like, you're like, best buds now. And so you didn't get to do any of that. And some people were like, felt like they were misled because like parts of the trailers had that smash cut, thinking, oh they're just smash cutting the parts of the game you're going to play. But no, it was literally just a smash cut montage of like, hey, 6 months later, here you are. And so like that upset a whole bunch of people. And that understandably so. And well, not even any of that, like on the stuff that they actually delivered and fell short on, the glitches and stuff, like I can't even, some of them for me, I've been lucky. I haven't found, like, I've never crashed. But like,
you had a bug that like broke your game or something.
Yeah. Like didn't corrupt a save or anything, but that happens for a ton of other people, but it's still enough that like literally I just have to ignore bugs. Cause like, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. There goes that. Like, oh yeah, that's, and it's
flying
everywhere.
Car flying by.
It's everywhere. And it's, there's just like no excuse. Like, from what I can tell, they designed Night City and it looks gorgeous and it's dense, like the city itself. And then I don't know what they did with the rest of the thing. They made a cool city, like design wise and everything. It looks gorgeous. But the buck stops there for the most part, as far as like the really like, wow, awe inspiring stuff. Yeah. Everything else is just like, yeah, it's an open world game. Like,
yeah, one of the things it says is missing is strong RPG elements. I think you kind of touched on it, that like you don't really feel like it's, you're drastically changing the story if you do one thing.
No.
If like, well, this is going to change six other missions if I kill this guy or something like that.
Because I used to, when I was doing missions, there'd be different dialogue branches and I was like, oh, I'd explore, maybe I'll find a different way, or I learn this and this will help me here. And so, and eventually I realized to the point where it's like, it doesn't matter. It's all going to end the same way. So I'm just like, skip us. I don't even care anymore. Like, I'll just choose this. This won't have any recourse. This might. And then I'd be like, maybe these options seem like it would alter things, but it won't. So it's just like, what's the point then of even just like the dialogue trees?
Yeah. It says NPC unique daily routine and AI things. Quest decisions will have relevancy in the world. I guess that's not in there.
I haven't seen anything yet, though.
This says half-kept meaningful day and night cycle. It says, like, right now it's mainly cosmetic. It doesn't impact the gameplay. It says, IG, you aren't more stealthy at night or anything. Incredible character customization during creation in-game.
Yeah, is, the character creation, what they don't tell you is once you make that, you can't change anything. You can't even change your hair. Like, oh, you want a different haircut? No.
But don't they like show like in the trailer, like, oh, you want this on you now? And they're like, boop, 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 like putting stuff onto him. Like, isn't that like.
Well, so like they did that like once at the very beginning with your eyes and you can't even really tell. And there's a couple things you can put on your body like that, but it's nothing near what they kind of promised. And the only thing.
Can you change your hairstyle?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like everything you did in character creation is permanent. They don't tell you that. And I just like papagaed my way. I literally was just like, I don't care, like, because for
me,
I'm
gonna change it so often, like,
yeah, that, and like, I just want to play, right? Like, I was like, I wish they just gave me a random button, let me just get in, and nope, now I'm stuck with all the stuff I chose.
You think it'd be just as simple as like just putting the character creation just like at a vending machine or something, like,
like there's no barbers, like what? You can change implants, but I can't change my hair or anything.
Use of drones for more than just some missions in game. So I don't know what that means.
No.
Three different life paths and more that you would actually have more impact than what we are getting now. So I guess like you thought your life paths would have way bigger impact on the story and it just doesn't really even matter.
Yeah, at most. So I chose Street Kid. At most, there'll be conversations where it'll be like Street Kid. So let me know it's an option like specific to me. But 9 times out of 10, they're a blue dialogue option. Which essentially just means expanded lore. Like, you can ask them about this to learn more if you want, but it doesn't impact anything.
Yeah.
And very rarely have I found, I think this was actually specifically one mission, it was a side mission too, where I had to get into like some room or something. And as a streetwear kid, as a street kid, I could like bully them a little bit. But literally, if I didn't do that, all I had to do was walk around and go in the back. Like,
yeah, it says, yeah, it doesn't make any. It says life paths leading to non-linear quest design, and apparently that's all it really does.
And it's all very linear. Like I think I talked about that even though like when I did main missions, like I'm hesitant to start a main mission because I'm on the rails for like an hour and a half, and there's like no stopping. Like I can't be like, oh, I want to. No, you're like, you're
a ton of weapon customization was taken out, except you got some mods were in it, so I guess half of it was kept in it. It says runs very well on last gen consoles.
Yeah, I don't know who said that, but they should be fired. Like,
there, this list goes on and on, dude. Like, there's so many things that are missing. Like,
because if people didn't hear too,
transportation system promised then removed.
A train station, yeah. So there's supposed to be like trains throughout the whole city, and the crazy thing is, there is a train that runs throughout the whole city, and apparently there's like stations, and so it's very clear that they just cut it. Like they just.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
Property purchases and customization options promised and removed. Scaling walls promised but then removed. Vehicle customization promised but then removed. V-voice customization beyond choosing the gender promised but then removed. Like,
I'll also add the vehicle handling is garbage. I don't know how you mess it up that bad. Yeah,
I was talking to some people and they were talking about it. They're like, the whole reason, like on PC, vehicle is awful. It actually made them switch to playing on controller because it was so bad.
Yeah, I should. Like, it would. It's like you're driving frictionless around every. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, this is bad.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's just.
That's Cyber Dud.
And so what ended up happening recently was Cyberpunk made a statement. And they're like, yo, we realized we messed up on last gens. Like, if you want a refund on last gen, like, go here. We'll do it for you. Like, you can get your refunds. But even all that, like, that doesn't help. Like,
no.
You can't backstab. Like, this is what I was saying before Cyberpunk came out. Like, no one will remember, or everyone will remember if the game comes out buggy, instead of just, again, being delayed, it'd be a meme. But then actually delivering, because at the end of the day,
it was a meme, and now it's even a bigger meme.
I know,
that
but
they...
like, they would have been better having the delay meme, and then the game comes out, and people are like, oh wow, instead of the delay meme, and you delayed it for this,
yeah,
and that's even worse.
Bad, like, and I uninstalled it from my C drive. I put it on my C drive because wow. I was like, I want this thing running nice. I uninstalled it to it.
Yeah, for most people, I'd be like, wait, probably a year.
That's why
CDPR, they are good. Like, I fully trust that they will fix a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff, like you mentioned, like implementing, I don't think that's possible anymore. Like, it's just too far gone.
Like the train station and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
but
like
as far as fixing
out
what they have, fixing the glitches, and then they'll eventually be DLC and stuff. But like, straight up, like, wait a year. You have a way more stable experience.
I don't know how they expected to release stuff that GTA 5 has. And that, like, people come to expect in a game like that and didn't have any of it. Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking.
The one thing I'll say is it looks pretty with an RTX high-spec PC. But, like,
that can only get you so far.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's... anything else before we get move on to the stands questions?
I do not believe so.
All right. We have a question here from Dynamite. It's like dynamite. I like that song. How is the hype for the final Mando episode?
Holy shit. By the time this releases, we would have already watched it.
Oh yeah. We're 8 hours away.
I'm so excited.
He's like, you have something I want. I'm like, damn right he does. Like, go get him.
Good. So good.
Yeah. And can we talk about Boba's armor real quick?
Oh, when it came out refurbished, I like kind of busted.
Come on. All right. Also, it's like 8 episodes in. Sorry. Like, come on.
Well,
so tight.
We won't go into more, but like you should have known, like, it was announced like Boba's going to be in it, like Ahsoka Tano. We all knew this even before the show came out.
But just the refurbished armor looks so sick.
But yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that refurbished armor got me weak.
I feel like Boba was driving. He's like, hey, I got to make a, I know we're picking up your kid and stuff. I got to make a stop. Like,
Claire. when that came out, I was like, oh, Armin looks sick. And Claire just goes, oh, we got a new rocket. Like the one he shoots out of his back. Like, oh, yeah. We got a new one.
About time, Joey says, any irrational fears you guys had as kids or still have now? For example, I'm afraid of praying mantises, says Joey.
Really?
Bees.
Yeah, I hate
bees. I think I've talked about that, but yeah, my irrational fear is bees.
I just don't like bugs either.
You guys remember that that stupid Bloody Mary thing that everyone...
Oh, like Bloody Mary. Yeah. Bloody Mary. Like,
that, yeah. I don't know why. I was terrified of that for so long.
I still am kind of low-key.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, that's stupid, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. You know? It's like, why would I do it? But at the same time, I'm just like, that's...
Like, oh, a ghost is going to come out of the mirror and kill you.
It's like my stance on ghosts. But, I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm not going to welcome them then if they're here. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I'm not messing with it. You know, like, let's just... I'm not going to be that guy in like a scary movie, you know?
But yeah, I was legit terrified of that for a long time.
Jake asks, is there any food or combination of food you eat now but hate it as a kid? For example, I used to only eat eggs with salt as a kid, but now I have them with mushroom, spinach, and Cholula sauce on them. It's crazy how much older and mature you get, and so do your taste buds. I used to only eat, I used to hate spaghetti sauce and like mushrooms and all that kind of stuff. So I would only eat, buttered noodles and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, buttered noodles and Parmesan cheese hits though.
It was good. Like but it still
spaghetti
hits.
Spaghetti sauce, dude, is so good.
Yeah. I used to hate like spaghetti sauce, the meat that was with it and the mushrooms. I just hated mushrooms. I think because it touched the sauce,
go ahead.
I think I actually do now that I'm older, still prefer buttered noodles with Parmesan, but like I'm also not like against spaghetti sauce
for the most part. Whatever taste I had as a kid, I've kept like weird pickiness.
Quite honestly,
the only one
cheeseburger thing,
yeah, the only one I'll say is guacamole. I never ate it as a kid because I was like, that looks disgusting. It looks like puke or something. I was like,
oh, and it was only until a couple years ago guac.
And the consistency looked so weird. And then it was like freshman year in college. I don't know how I'd gone that long without ever eating guac. And I had guac and I was like, I've missed 19 years. I've gone without eating this. No, I love guac.
That, I think that was me with shrimp. I didn't have shrimp till I was like a teenager.
True.
And I was like, I don't know why I was so scared of shrimp. So then when I finally had it, I was like,
fire.
I fucking love shrimp.
It's good.
Kyron asks, I know Rob plays D&D with Arcadum. Hope it continues soon. But do you guys watch any D&D content, be it another Arcadum group or even Critical Role? Bonus question, any news on a possible Dream Team group that teased when Arcadum was on the podcast? We talked about like doing a D&D group. Maybe we'll make it a goal for like the next GCX stream or something like that.
But it's, I know it's Arcadum, a big commitment for sure.
Yeah, it is a huge commitment. And especially if Arcadum was our dungeon master.
We're not going to be like, hey, like just do like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, no. Like with him, it's like that is like a year long commitment, like kind of thing. No, I don't watch any other D&D content unless it's like sometimes I'll watch like Arcadum when he's on. And if he's doing like a session, I'll watch for like 10 or 15 minutes. But because like those contain spoilers for my campaign as well. So like I try not to spoil like my campaign.
Yeah, I don't consume any. But it's interesting you brought that up since it was just announced. I think Chris Pratt was, or Chris Pine, one of them. I think Chris Pine was casted for the new up and coming Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Because apparently the only other one was in like the 90s or something. It was apparently
Dungeons and Dragons can be terrible. Bitching. Like,
yeah, we'll see.
You just gotta hit it. What about you?
I'll be right back. Okay.
No, I don't really watch or participate in most Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Sharkboy97 says, any stupid stuff you or your siblings did when you were kids? Yeah, one thing I can think about, my parents bought these like boxing gloves from like Goodwill one time. And they were like, had like no padding in them at all or anything like that. And we used to go hands with those things, man. And like, it was basically like we were just punching each other with like UFC type gloves and we were just fighting and our parents would watch. It was weird. what about you, Blue?
I don't think anything out of the ordinary. I was a really stupid kid, so most of the things that happened to me were self-inflicted. Like, I hung off the door of a closet because I loved Curious George and ended up breaking the door, having the door follow me, splitting my head open.
Oh my god. So, hey, who doesn't love Curious George, though?
Who doesn't love Curious George?
The man in the yellow coat, right? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or jacket? Another thing that I could think of that was kind of stupid was opening Pokemon cards and not taking care of them.
Can't stupid. Relate to that.
Dreggy asks, anime recommendations for someone new to anime. I've only watched a bunch of Dragon Ball, like a handful of Dragon Ball, My Hero Academia, and Death Note so far.
Honestly, dude, I feel like those are pretty good starter animes.
Attack on Titan too. Sydney's actually watching that. She actually loves it, which is interesting. I never thought Sydney would be the anime type, but she likes Attack on Titan a lot.
I'm forever gonna recommend Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, that was a dope anime. Mr. Fruit, anime recommendations for someone new to anime. I've watched only a handful of Dragon Ball, My Hero, and Death Note. Naruto?
I would probably start somebody on a seasonal anime, not a weekly one. Like, as much as I like Dragon Ball back in the day, if you're going to introduce someone, I think you need to give them like seasonal ones where it's the show gets going quicker.
Like Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and there's less filler. And then they can like move on to other ones like Naruto or Dragon Ball. Because like, I love those and I would still watch them, and I'm watching Naruto right now. But I also know what comes with the territory. Whereas I think if that was somebody's first, especially now, given what they could be watching, I think it might be a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, go with something like One Punch. Super quick, super snappy, lighthearted. Well, Demon Slayer as well, but like One Punch is only like two seasons. Quick to get through. It's like 20 episodes or whatever. And it's just funny. It's lighthearted. Then you can be like, oh, okay, I want more. And then you can go looking for other stuff.
Also, I don't know if you guys heard this, but the Demon Slayer movie leaked somewhere or is out on the internet somewhere, and apparently you can watch it. So I will try and find links for us later tonight.
And legally, of course.
If I find it, I will let you know.
We'll be watching it legally, of course.
Yeah, of course. The best way to watch it.
We're just looking where to purchase it. You know?
Kenneth asking, school totally blows, but if you had to choose a favorite subject, what would it be?
Fuck school. Do drugs.
That's my favorite one.
I don't know if I liked a subject. It was more so I just liked the teacher, maybe. Like, so I say like chemistry is like a subject I liked a lot. But when I got to college chemistry, I fucking hated chemistry. So, like, I think it all just kind of depends on who's teaching you the subject.
100%.
I just go multimedia.
Yeah. Ms. Taos. When I was talking to a bunch of legend kids, I was saying that, like, if they want to do, like, editing and YouTube and stuff, I was like, that's the class. Like, Mew, with the last question, asks, this is probably a Mr. Fruit question more so than not. What is your go-to Domino's order?
Well, you heard. Well, okay. I guess currently, really, there's only two things that change. It's either hand-tossed or thin crust. And then I go pepperoni, sausage, jalapeno. Literally any place I get pizza, odds are that's what I'm getting. Now, a couple different places, yeah, that like I know specialty pizza-wise, like, for instance, Crazy Carl's, hit me up with their buffalo pizza. But a lot of places do buffalo pizza wrong.
They like, do, I think, way too, like, buffalo.
Like, Domino's doesn't do it right. So, you just got to know what you're working with. And if it's a local place or something, then you might be able to find out what works best at their place.
Yeah, if you have, like, a local place that does, like, kind of eccentric specialty pizzas, kind of experiment and find what you like.
It's a 50-50.
Yeah. But just know you may not get, like, a banger.
But, like, I also know, when I'm ordering pizza around here from pizza places, like, I know which places to get jalapenos at and which ones not. Because, like, some jalapenos hit different. Like, there's one near me. There's one near me where the jalapenos come and they're like fresh and they're nice, tasty, spicy. That's the best one. But there's other places where I'm like, these jalapenos are doo-doo. You know, you just gotta know. You just gotta know these things.
Well, right now, for Domino's, I'd get like a thin crust, pepperoni, like just a meat lovers with jalapeno, honestly. Like just kind of what Christian gets. It's very simple. You can't go wrong with it.
And back in the day, I would also get Cinna Sticks.
Not today, though. Not Omega Cheat Day?
No.
What about you, Blue? Domino's?
Domino's is pretty tight.
What do you get, though? Like, what's your go-to?
Domino's is pretty tight. I usually just get pepperoni pizza. Yeah. I'm pretty basic when it comes to pizza. Like, I'll get... I don't really get, like... I used to get Domino's a lot, but for the most part, I really only get pizza from, like, my local place here. And if I do get it, it's usually just pepperoni or, like... People make fun of me for this. I love chicken and spinach pizza, okay?
Chicken and
spinach with like hot sauce hits different.
That sounds good. See, that the only thing is, like, I mean, mine really isn't that exotic of an order. And Domino's isn't my first choice. It's just been my choice during this diet because it's the only place where they'll give me actual calorie information. I can just track calories easier. Because trust me, there's places near me where I'd much rather be eating. Oh, so good.
That'll do it for episode 65, boys. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Laszlo.
You guys can find me everywhere at Rob.
Mr. Fruit, that's me. And this has been the GG Over the Z podcast. Now, Mr. Fruit, teach me how to be the best. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's this episode. We love you all. We'll talk to you in the next one for the final 2020 episode. Stay tuned.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.